And I did want to talk about Motorkite Dreaming. It's a brand new Aussie documentary that charts the trials, tribulations and triumphs of two couples as they make an absolutely incredible journey, 4,000 kilometres across Australia from the south to the north via air in what could be charitably described as a lawnmower with wings. Aidan Glasby and his partner plus friends Daryl and Elsie Clark undertook the journey with the boys in motorkites, sometimes called micro or ultralight aircraft, and the girls taking the far more dangerous roads, as far as I could tell, as they dragged all of the gear with them. The story isn't so much about the way they travelled as the incredible experiences they have on the way, travelling through 20 different Aboriginal language nations. It's thrilling, it's beautiful, and it's very exciting. And I'm actually really quite excited myself to have Daryl and Elsie in the studio with me. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. G'day. Thanks for having us.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Now, Daryl, I'm kind of interested. So I watched the doco over the weekend, and you say that for you, your motivation was really about having a personal challenge and making sure that you didn't follow some of your friends' footsteps into being on a couch and not thinking about anything. I couldn't work out why you were doing it.
Yes, I was sort of brought in as a bit of a last minute thing to be the support crew on the ground to the two microlights in the air. So Lexi, I'm one half of the support crew. Lexi and I drove the four-wheel drive with a big heavy trailer, yes, with all the fuel and the supplies on the back. And I guess I went into it not really having too many expectations, but really just to support Daryl. And what I got out of it was an amazing adventure, really. So yeah.
I thought it was incredible. And so when did the idea come up? When did sort of, you know, Aidan go, oh, mate, do you want to jump on a lawnmower with wings and fly 4,000 kilometres?
Aidan and I had done quite a few adventures sort of out in Central Australia in our late teens, early 20s.
Okay.
And, you know, we'd just come off the back of riding across the country on little dirt bikes and sitting down for dinner one night in the Adelaide Hills, and we sort of came up with a bit of a harebrained scheme to take these things called microlights, which are sort of like motorbikes with wings on them, sort of along the same journey. So it all started, you know, probably 8 years ago.
Wow. I love the fact that the doco, and I'm not going to give anything away, people should absolutely be watching it, but and hopefully not a wild spoiler since we kick straight into it. It opens without you guys actually having your pilot's licenses yet.
Yeah. So it started with a big dream of flying these things, and we just sort of chipped away at it for a few years and worked out we probably should get pilot's licenses to do this journey. And so I did end up getting my pilot's license the day we left for the 9-week trip across the country.
The day.
The very day.
The very day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Cutting it short a little.
Now, look, I don't, yeah, not to denigrate anyone in there, but one of the biggest stars is, of course, the country that you're travelling across as much as anything. It's incredible to watch. And the various communities that you drop into, I mean, as I understand, a motorkite's got a range of about 200K on a single tank, is that right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So plenty of time on the ground filling up and then stopping over at local communities. Now, Elsie, you sort of say at the start that you were not sure what to expect and you're a bit worried about it. You saw some incredible stuff.
I did. I didn't, yeah. So the other three adventurers had all been into Aboriginal communities before, and even just to remote Australia, I'd never experienced any of that. So I was going in, you know, pretty blind, but I have to say I was absolutely blown away by what I saw and the people I met, just incredibly inspiring people. And like you said, the landscape is a story within itself. It's, and when you hear Dreamtime stories from Aboriginal elders and you see the lands, it brings a whole new perspective to what you're seeing. It's just amazing. For example, in Dalhousie Springs, we spoke to an Aboriginal elder there, and he spoke to us about the rainbow serpent and how the rainbow serpent makes the waterways, and then to swim in those waters and to, I think for Daryl and Aidan, to see those waterways
from the air,
it blows your mind and you just see things in a different way and whole new perspective. So it was amazing.
And I love the fact that you guys had Carol Kapani, who's of course like rock and roll royalty when it comes to Indigenous music, as kind of a guide. And Milo was a bit of a star too. His puppy, his
Milo's
dog.
Awesome. Milo is a Kangaroo Island miniature dingo.
I could not work out what he was. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So he's a Nurrungeri native from Coorong, South Australia. But no, he and Kaz, as we affectionately call him, and Bart Sansbury, who's a Noorunga man from York Peninsula in South Australia, they were our sort of guides, cultural guides, and were really instrumental in introducing us to the right people. And which, by the way, we should mention, we travelled the route that we wanted to take in these planes 12 months prior. And sat down with community leaders and schools, and sort of asked them not just permission, but you know what they sort of how they wanted to engage with us, if at all. So
it's a really important to me that documentary, just showing those areas, because we forget about them, or we have courtesy of say the Australian newspaper, and I'm just going to say that you don't have to agree with me or not, some very strong misunderstandings about what those communities are like.
Mm, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, perspective requires, you know, people to really go out there and sort of meet the people, experience the landscape and sort of understand, you know, perhaps some of the deeper meanings that the country has to Aboriginal people out there. So it's all good to be a commentator from down here on the coast, but... you know, unless you've spent a bit of time there, it's something totally different.
You're not going to get it, are you? Mm. Absolutely. Mm. Look, and just quickly, I know editing, because documentary, you know, blah, blah, blah. There look to be some genuinely tense moments, though.
Yeah, some hairy moments.
Especially with
sure.
You two. Yeah. You copped it more than Aidan and Lexi did, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's something to be said for, you know, having 20 hours pilot experience before setting off for a 9-week journey. and, you know, there's some fairly interesting weather conditions out in Central Australia that these little aircraft perhaps aren't the best choice of transport to go through.
Well, look, given when I keep seeing footage of like one or two people managing to move one around, I assume there's not a lot of weight to them.
No. Yeah. They weigh under 200 kilos.
Wow.
So, yeah.
All right. So Motorkite Dreaming, it's incredible. I know that Randwick Ritz has got something happening on the 18th on Thursday, but you were saying there's also a George Street screening?
Yeah, George Street on the 19th.
Fantastic. Do we know if tickets are still available?
Tickets
are
certainly available. If you can go to motorkitedreaming.com or hit up the Facebook page, facebook.com/motorkitedreaming.
Fantastic. Daryl, Elsie, thank you so much for talking to me this morning and congrats again on an absolutely incredible documentary.
Thank you so much for having us. We hope you enjoy the documentary.